Marymount Manhattan students claim professor slept during anti-racism training, want her fired. By Tom Sikata on July 15, 2020. Students at Marymount Manhattan College in New York City are calling for the termination of Professor Patricia Simon, who allegedly fell asleep during a web conference on anti-racism. Simon claims that she was merely tilting her head back to see her computer screen through her trifocal glasses. According to a report by Campus Reform, students at Marymount Manhattan College are calling for the firing of Professor Patricia Simon after she appeared to shut her eyes during a university video call on social justice and anti-racism. A petition that was circulated by students received almost 2,000 signatures. The petition calls on administrators to fire Simon for both her alleged video call nap and a pattern of disrespect towards students. This is a petition that is demanding the removal of a faculty member who does not align with the anti-racist views and actions that were promised to be adopted by the department earlier this week at the town hall meetings. It has been brought to the attention of the students that Patricia Simon was sleeping during the town hall meeting that took place on June 29. This action has only capitalized on a pattern of negligence and disrespect that Patricia Simon has exhibited over and over again in her time as an associate professor and coordinator of the BFA musical theater program. In a comment to Campus Reform, Simon claims that she was not sleeping. Rather, she claims she was tilting her head back so that she could properly see her computer screen with her trifocal glasses. "I was not asleep as is implied at any point during the meeting," Simon said. "The photo used was taken without permission when I was looking down or briefly resting my Zoom-weary eyes with my head tilted back, which I must do in order to see my computer screen through my trifocal progressive lenses. I listened with my ears and heard the entire meeting." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.